Blog Talk Radio.
And it's Monday, October the 20th. Welcome to Garage Talk Live. I'm Vince Bonfigli, and I'm joined with special guest co-hostess Kristen Buzinski from WYLN-TV35 in Hazleton. And welcome back to your second stint, Kristen. How do you like being in the co-host chair?
Hey, Vince. Thanks so much for having me back. I'm excited to be in this spot this time as your co-host. Got an exciting show ahead. And as soon as I'm off with you, then I need to finish writing some stories, and then I need to go on TV live and anchor a newscast. So it's going to be an exciting night for me.
It sounds like you got a busy night. I was just glad you were able to make it all. We'll be joined in a little bit by Shauna Robinson, because, you know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and she's battling through it. And last week when we were on, I figured I'd send the call out to her to see if she'd come on. She said yes. And I texted her earlier today, and so hopefully you will be joined by her in a couple of minutes. I'm sitting here watching the board for when the call comes in. But in the meantime, a couple of big names get eliminated from the chase this week.
Wow. I'll tell you what. I'm still in shock over the outcome of that race, Vince. I paced my floor back and forth, and for those who were listening last time I was on with you, yes, I'm a Keselowski fan, so those last couple restarts, oh my goodness, I can only imagine what my fellow Keselowski fans were feeling, but also Earnhardt Jr., Jimmy Johnson, you know, and I mean, what a tough break for Kyle Busch. It was an exciting, and disappointing race at the same time for some drivers.
It was. And the thing with Kyle Busch, and I know a lot of the guys out there, when they go to Talladega, they want to sit and ride around and hope that they stay out of trouble. But more often than not, when you're at the back of the pack like that, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You're gathered up.
Yep. Yep.
Well,
absolutely.
We'll get more back on that later, but right now I'd like to welcome to the show my very good friend and friend of the show, former Sprint Cup Series driver, Shauna Robinson. Shauna, welcome back to the show. I have a co-host with us, and how you doing?
Hi, Vince. How are you doing? Thank you for having me on the show.
Hello, co-host.
Hello,
Shauna.
My name
is Kristen, and she's joining me this week, and we're talking about the fun stuff at Talladega that happened this past weekend, and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and some of the cars were done up. I know Danica had the pink on her car, and so a few others. And when you let me know that, I mean, it was I felt kind of honored you actually called me to tell me that, but you were diagnosed with breast cancer, and it's been a long, kind of crazy fight. I'd sit and, you know, see what you post and all the kind of stuff you're going through. How tough of a journey has it been from day one to this point now?
Well, I called you, like, in the beginning, Vince, when, you know, nobody knew, and you called, like, your people, and you registered as one of my people. So I was like, okay, listen, here's the deal. And at that point, I didn't know what was happening. And that was the first thing. Because the first thing is when you hear it, all you hear is, I know a lot of people say this, but it's so true. All you hear is like Charlie Brown teacher. Like once they tell you, you don't hear anything else. And then for me, it was like, okay, what's our path? What's the pattern? What are we going to do? What do I need to do next? And, of course, I was like, let's just do it. Okay, they sent me with surgeon. I'm like, just do whatever you got to do. I'm full force going for this. Well, then I had to wait a week, which let me just tell you, that week felt like a year. And that was when they called, because I was like, how come the surgeon hasn't called me, or how come I don't have an appointment anywhere, and how come nothing's happening? And then they said, okay, well, here's the deal. You're HER2 positive, which is some blood test. And so that basically changed my treatment strategy to chemo first, then surgery, then more chemo, which was a longer road, but they felt, because a new drug had been passed that they felt could really help me, which it has, would be a better path. So I did all that. I finished up my last chemo was on September 18th, and I started radiation 4 days ago, and I'm actually doing that in Florida because I'm working on a job. And let me tell you, work and just being busy and just support has helped me so much. So I am going to be doing radiation until the end of November, and then the outlook is cancer-free in January 2015.
Wow, good for you, Shauna. Again, my name is Kristen, and I'm so happy to be talking with you tonight, and Vince, and, you know, nice to meet you over the radio.
Nice to meet you, too.
You know, just listening to you, you have a very positive sound in your voice. You're very positive about the outcome. And you know, when Vince and I were talking about you, I kind of kept going back to how you can compare your battle right now to some battles you faced on the track, you know, racing all those years. And, you know, right now you're kind of in the driver's seat and your doctors are kind of your crew chiefs, I guess you could say.
Exactly. That is a very good analysis of what it's like. And Chris, honestly, that's really kind of how I took it on. Because in the beginning you do have, I mean, believe me, I mean, I know I sound very positive right now, but let me just tell you, there are definitely good days and bad days.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm sure.
It's just like you have to make the choice of how you're going to, like, conquer when the odds are against you, or when people don't believe in you, or when they think you don't have any right to be there, or whatever. Like, racing so gave me so much strength to take on a lot of challenges. And, you know, now I look at it like, gosh, when I raced, it was before social media. That's one way how I look at it. It's like, and when I got cancer, it was at a time where they've come so far. So I've always felt like life is based on timing and where you are and what you do with your time. It's your choice. It's your choice. You have to make that decision. Do you lay in bed all day and be depressed? Yes, there are days that you do that, but you have to get yourself out and you have to live life and you have to feel like I'm gonna be the best I can be in whatever position I'm in.
Right. And, you know, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so, you know, obviously, I mean, there's pink everywhere. There's support everywhere. I mean, I have pink streaks in my hair right now supporting it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they look really cool. I love them.
Well, I wish I could have pink streaks in my hair.
Well, guess what? You know what? Shauna, when you beat it, you can get pink streaks.
Yes, I can. And let me just tell you, lately, it's like funny because wigs are so uncomfortable and they're hot and it's sweaty and whatever, but the last couple of weeks I have, and I don't know, I know Vince, you're on my Facebook page, so you see the pictures. Oh my God, I have to keep the comic side of this going. So the other day, I'm in Florida right now working on a job and going to the Mayo Clinic for my radiation. And so I go to radiation and then I go and, you know, look at stone, look at tile, look at whatever. And then I, you know, happen upon a thrift shop or an antique store. Well, we found these big ears for like $1 because, you know, it is Halloween time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, my God, I have to have those big ears because me with a bald head and the big ears, it is going to be so funny. So, I mean, as soon as we got back to the house, I took off my wig and put the big ears on, and my friend took a picture of me, and she's put it on Facebook. And honestly, I'd be like, really? Do I want to let people see me? Like, but it's funny. It's funny. So, and then later she put a picture of me with, like, a wig, and it's, like, totally different looks. It's kind of like you just got to have fun with it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, Sean, and I said,
what? Sean, everything is so loud, Vince. Turn down the volume.
Oh, it must be my big mouth. All right, let me find the button there. How's that better?
So you got to show her the picture of me with the big ears because it's hysterical. And that to me is like, seriously, in the beginning, yeah, probably no. When I was losing my hair and I was so freaked out about it. And let me tell you what, there's a day that doesn't go by that you don't get up in the morning and like go to brush your teeth and you look up and you're thinking, God, I'm bald. And so it's like you don't forget. It's like you don't ever get used to it. But it's part of who I am right now, and it's part of me. So just I got to do with it what I can. I got to embrace it.
Right. And there's nothing else. There's really nothing else you can do because you can't crawl in a fetal position in your bed and just give up and throw in the towel. I mean, you could, but that's not your... That's not your make. That's not, you know, what you're made of, Shauna, obviously.
No, that's definitely not my style. Like, the other day I had a wig that was, like, blonde and short and kind of, like, messy, like kind of a Meg Ryan do from way back. And then I put, like, a hippie little headband on with it. And then the next day I have on a full, long, Indian-looking, long hair, like, down to the middle of my back. It's kind of like, really, this can be fun. So,
yes.
You know, do it for a few hours. And then at some point of the day, I am just like, okay, I got to get this thing off my head. And then I, you know, take it off my head, scratch my head, and be like, I'm bald. Like, I'm bald right now as I'm talking to you because that's how I'm most comfortable. But it is fun to play with it some. And you have to find whatever happy you can find in it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You sound like Wendy Venturini, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
You have that kind of radio voice, which is a really good compliment.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm actually a TV news anchor, so this radio gig that Vince has me doing is actually pretty cool because it's kind of a different twist for me. So thanks, John.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And she's on the WYLN in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, just outside of the Poconos.
Oh.
So if you ever get up there, Shauna, that's where you know where
to tune
in.
I'll have to look that up. I will definitely look you up.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. When Vince told me, asked me to come on and talk with you, I immediately looked you up. I liked your Facebook page. I followed you on Twitter, like everything. So, yeah, I mean, this is exciting for me to talk with you and meet you. And then I said to Vince, I was like, well, this is perfect. I have all these pink streaks in my hair. I walk around, people probably look at me like I'm crazy. But they're awesome, and all the money went to research. So that made me happy.
That's so good, and that support is so good, and thank you very much. But I have to say, it's funny because, and this will go back to my days when I was racing, I had to wear, like, certain things. You know, I had to wear, like, the khaki pants at the track and a golf shirt or a polo shirt with the logo of the company. And usually they didn't fit you because they just gave you, like, men's golf shirt things and be like, seriously, can I not, like, pick my own tops and then you put the logos on. Like, it's come so far. I made some of those tracks and transitions because it wasn't. And now you see so much more personality in everything, whether it's racing or it's, like you said, newscast. Like, okay, they allowed you to have pink streaks in your hair and do the news. Like,
yes. Yeah. Right. And years ago, that would have never happened. Right.
Yes. But today, it can.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and speaking of, you know, having your own personality, just seeing in terms of NASCAR, even watching football on Sunday and everything, you know, all these grown men wearing pink, I think it's so awesome. I mean,
I know.
I have an 8-year-old son. I was saying, he was asking me like, mommy, why do they have pink sneakers on? I don't remember what team it was. I said, just like why mommy has pink streaks in her hair. It's for breast cancer awareness. And I said, wouldn't it be cool if they every month wore a different color sneaker for a different color cancer? And my 8-year-old got it. Like, he understood it, which I thought was great. I was like, he's like, yeah, mommy, like blue for 1 month and green for the next month.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, there's so much support in breast cancer, and it has, and I am a testament to tell you that it has, because the drug that they just introduced that I had on my first round of chemo helped me. It shrunk the tumor enough that they didn't have to do a mastectomy, and they were able to just take out, I had 18 lymph nodes removed and then the lymph removed. So basically I have like two little scars, and it's just like, really? In the beginning I was like, okay, whatever, just take it all off. I mean, just what, it doesn't matter. But there are, and a very, very dear friend of mine just got diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And so it's like, yes, breast cancer is very visually out there and people support it so much, but let's support all these other cancers too, because there are so many women and men that are going through these times, and it does help. It helps get the medicine progressed and it helps get the cure.
Right. And I think also people like you, Shauna, who aren't afraid to talk about it and tell about your struggles, and people can relate to you because they know you from racing, but now they know a different side of Shauna, a more personal side of
yeah.
you and your battle. And that's good. That's good too, when it comes to awareness and when it comes to, you know, support and letting people know, you know, you don't just, like I said, curl up and lay down and give up. You got to fight. You have to fight, and you can be encouraged
to fight.
For other people.
You, yeah, you absolutely have to fight. You have to. I mean, for me, work has been a good thing, and then the support I've had with my family, with my children, with my friends, just has been amazing. And it's just, it gets you through each day when you do have good days and bad days. And it did take me a while to kind of let people know what was going on. I mean, people were kind of like, you know, she's silent. There's nothing being talked about. And then I decided to share a lot of pictures of me going through chemo. And it's like, you have no shame. There is no shame. And there's a part of me that's actually grown through this process. It's made me even a better person, which, oh my God, is that possible? But no, I'm just kidding. It did. It has made me even, it's made me look at differently and also remove any negative energy from my life and then just take life one day at a time, because you don't know when your last day is going to be.
I know I probably bothered you a few times checking up on you. Not as much as, I don't want to be too much of a pest, but I know
never
I
never been a pest.
And then
you just know you were one of my people. You were like one of the people that I felt like I needed to call before it got in the media or it got out, because
right.
I don't know why, Vince, but we've had a good relationship. I feel very confident in sharing personal issues and that's why I called you. And I'm like, okay, I got to tell you something.
Yeah, I was deeply touched by that, because it was a Saturday morning. I saw you out on a boat, a picture of Facebook with you out on a boat. And we're somewhere in Carolina. It was one of my old
yeah.
stomping grounds. And next thing I know, the phone's ringing, and here you are breaking the news to me. And I did what you asked, kept my mouth shut until I think I saw Jennifer Jo Cobb post something about it was a picture of you and her, and she kind of let everybody... was one of the original outlets. I think it was after an article came out that you had done. But,
yeah, that Marty Smith did. Oh, and let me tell you about Marty Smith. He just did an article on Steve Burns, who cancer has come back, and my prayers are with him and his family. And, I mean, that article, I posted it actually a few times. I think I duplicated it, I don't know how many times on my Facebook, just that what he wrote is, when Marty Smith writes, it just grabs you from the inside. And you feel like you're actually sitting there talking to him. And you know, there was a day that Marty Smith didn't think I needed to be on a racetrack. And he came up and told me that. And then there was a day that I convinced him that I needed to be on a racetrack. And he came up and told me that. So we have a history. And then when he called me about the cancer and he did that first story, it was kind of like my outlet to let people know. And it was a step. It was really a step to say, like, okay, you know, this is where you are. There's no reason to hide, and you just got to move forward. You got to take it one day at a time, and you have to beat it. You have to be better. You have to be stronger. You got to do whatever you can do.
Yeah, I saw the article that he did on Steve and mentioned your name in it. I let it off the post. I might even shared it on the Garage Talk Live page, because I think it it deserved to be
out
there.
It's an amazing article.
To get suffer through that head and neck cancer is even scary.
Honestly so scary. And ovarian is very scary. And Sherry, my friend, Sherry Pollux, who's Martin Truex, who I decorate for, I do everything for Sherry and Martin. And I do the catwalk for a cause. I do their charity events. I did his shop. I did their home. And when she told me, it was just so, it knocked the wind out of me. And she's 33 years old, and they were just at the point where they were starting to try to have babies, and now she can't.
Well,
and it's just so sad, but at the same time, it's like, you're going to get through this.
I didn't realize she was so young, Shauna.
Yeah, she is, and an amazing. I mean, this girl has created foundations that have helped children with cancer. That's what's so bizarre. It's like, you know, this person that has done, and they've visited so many. Martin has a wing in a hospital in New Jersey that they put money towards. They have put tons of money towards cancer research, towards helping kids with cancer. There's been tears in her eyes when she talks about these kids, and then all of a sudden it's like, you have cancer. And wow. I mean, she's struggling right now. She's just at the point where she's losing her hair, and it's becoming real, because it doesn't really become real until that happens. And I know that sounds so, and I felt like, oh, that's so, like, so vain to feel like just losing your hair, which is to me a cosmetic thing. It's going to grow back. Some people don't have that option. You know, some people are in positions where their bodies are never going to change, and they're never going to be out of a wheelchair, or they're never going to be able to use an arm again, or, you know, that doesn't change. And for me, yes, I'm going through this, but things are going to, my hair will grow back. But it is each person's thing. It's like we all have to deal with it the way we can deal with it. So I'm just blessed that I've had such support through friends and family, and just the racing crowd in general has been an amazing support system for me. Kelly Earnhardt has been an amazing support system for me, by far.
And she's set up the GoFundMe account for you, too.
Yes, she did. And which, let me just tell you, when all this kind of, like, happens and you... I mean, I was a fraction away from not even having insurance and just struggling with my business and not knowing. And then this happened, and it's been like, oh, my God. There are things that I just can't be grateful enough for, and the people I can't be grateful enough for. And you're one of them, Vince.
I appreciate that. It's considering the fact that we've never really met in person. I do feel honored.
I know, but I feel like I know you. I feel like I've known you forever.
And I feel like I've known you forever, too, because of the fact that we can just touch base with each other and not think twice about it. It's really a good thing. And I guess, and as well as posting all the pictures up and all that, that has to be kind of cathartic in a way, that you could have that outlet just to goof on yourself with the big ears and the things like that.
It's made me laugh for the last 2 days. Honestly, I have just laughed. And like my friend works for US Air, and she flew down here to go with me a couple times to radiation and just help with the job. And she landed at the airport, and she's like, okay, I'm here. I just landed. And so I sent her back picture of me with the ears, and I'm like, what? Because I knew it would just make her laugh, because she was the one who took the picture. She was the one who found the ears. And so, like, she had, like, I taken her to the airport that day, and she flew away and then flew back. And it was just funny. It was kind of like, because I knew it was going to make her laugh. It's like, you know what? Laughter, no matter where it comes from, is incredibly healthy.
What do they call it? Laughter is the best medicine?
Yep. That's so true.
It is very true that laughter is the best medicine. That's what I tell.
Yeah.
I try to instill that in my little guy, too. And I'm like, you know what, buddy? Like, he wears hearing aids, Shauna, so he's legally deaf. So I tell him, you know, when a kid gets on you, or, you know, maybe says something that you don't like, or says something about your hearing aid, or I'm like, you know what, buddy? I'm like, smile and laugh, and don't let him get to you. Just, or he or she, just smile, laugh, and let it roll off your shoulders. I was like, because you know what? You're going to be winning in that situation. Not him being mean to you, you know?
Yeah, and that's such a good mom, too, to do that, because, I mean, gosh, kids are cruel as far as the bullying and just comments, and kids say what they say, and but to teach him to just say, you know what, this, you got to laugh at it, or you got to just say, you know what, it's just a part of me. I have like bionic hearing. I've got like special parts that you don't have.
Yeah, that's what I tell him. That's what I told him since he's a little guy wearing these at 2 years old, you know, and didn't want to keep him in. So I was always telling him, like, those are your magic ears. You have no idea what those magic ears can do. And those that don't have those magic ears, I was like, they're missing out because you have magic ears. So that's what we call them. We call them as magic ears.
Yeah.
And he's 9 and we're still calling him magic ears. And he's probably like, Mom, but still.
No, they're still magic ears. They're going to be magic ears when he's 20. They're always going to be magic ears. And let me tell you what, that time won't be long because my kids are now 17 and 8, and it is just like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe it. And I miss the days when they were 8 and they were like, you know, boys, you have a boy, well, stinky feet, you know, it comes at like 8, 9 years old, boys get stinky. And my son had a sleepover once, and it was like this room full of 5 boys, and I walked in there, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what just happened in here? And Lord knows if they were farting or was their stinky feet or whatever it was they were doing. It's like boys are stinky at a young age. And then you have the teenage girl who is, you know, she's 25 when she's 17, and I try to slow her down, but, oh, Lord. And my kids are both very tall, so they're taller than me. They're like my son is 6'1", and my daughter is 6 foot.
Oh,
they're
wow.
Like, yeah, and my daughter has size 11 shoe, and she's like, Mom, I'm so awkward. I just wish that I could, there's a surgery that you could, like, cut my feet off and sew them back together. And I'm like, honey, they're holding you up. And let me just tell you, you grow into everything, and they are there for a reason. And proportionally, you are very well made, so don't change a thing.
Right. One day, she'll realize that, Mom.
Yeah. Well, she's actually freeing up a little bit. She's starting to wear, she had like a homecoming dance the other night, and she wore heels. And she used to never wear heels. She'd always wear flats because she didn't want to be taller than the date or the boyfriend or whatever. And now she's, like, hanging with the girls, and she's wearing heels. And I'm like, you got your strong girl going on, so you're all good. Oh.
And except when you were chasing your son all over Philly when he was at a shindig.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. He was in a gaming competition. My son actually would go out of school. Do you realize what kids, I mean, it's amazing to me what they can do. And this was like a very much of a, honestly, it was a passion of his. And now he's in college and he's not doing that. But I think there's a part, he has actually friends that are still doing it and are making tons of money because they're winning these gaming things and it pays money. I mean, his first thing, he won $750 and it was a team deal. And it was like, really? Like, this is like, we're talking like, I don't even know the names of the games because I'm so bad at video games, but I don't know what it was. The army games that they play and the stuff they do. He was very much into that and very shy, but I have to say now he's in college and he has a girlfriend and he's doing very well.
Yeah, that game console's put aside if he's got a girlfriend now, unless she's a gamer too, I think.
Nope, she's not a gamer, and she goes to East Carolina, and he's actually going to just community college in Charlotte, and he's going to actually relocate. He's got to get his grades up. He didn't care anything about school in high school, you know, like he didn't care about that stuff. So now he's starting to see that an education could be something that can help him a lot, and So I've just always told him, you know what, no matter what, just make sure that you're passionate about what you do. And just finding a passion is what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree with that 110%.
And if he goes to school,
I've been fortunate enough to have two. I've been fortunate enough to have two. I'm like literally on my second passion in life, and that's decorating and the happy chair thing and racing was obviously my first passion. So I've got to experience a lot of good things.
You're still young enough to get back in the car, Shauna.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's been talked about a little bit. You never know. You never know.
Well, you... Because I'd like to at least
I'm
say...
I'm not afraid of it, I'll tell you that. I mean, it's like riding a bike. You don't forget how. If you have it, you feel it in your butt. You know what a car, you know what things feel like. You got to... Yeah, I said butt. It's sort of your gut, too, but it's definitely in your butt.
Yeah.
I think you and Kelly ought to get together and get you in that five car. I'm tired of seeing it. I got Chase Elliott in the number nine. They have Regan Smith in the seven. We'll get you in that five car.
Yeah, you never know. Well, actually, right now I'm in Amelia Island decorating for Ray and Aaron Evernham. And I changed my radiation. I'm going to the Mayo Clinic here in Jacksonville. And I'm staying at their condo in Amelia Island, and we're doing a total remodel. So how cool is that?
That is awesome.
Cool.
I know, isn't it awesome? So maybe later we can get Ray. You know, Ray put Aaron in the car at one time, and, you know, oh gosh, I can tell you some stories, but great people, and the fact that they're just that they've been so great on just letting me kind of go with my look and feel design and just, you know, like they, so we're going to do the unveiling in, I think January. They're coming down here for a car show in March, and they're going to have like a big party, but I'll be done with the project in January. And let me tell you what, it's going to be beautiful, a beautiful, beautiful place.
It's got to be good to be having that going on, Shauna, keeping your mind kind of on something that you love while going through such a, you know, a hard time. So you're kind of able to, you know, balance it out a little better than if you weren't.
Yeah, I think, I tell you, there's no question things happen for a reason. And Aaron is best friends with Sherry, who just got diagnosed. And they are both like, Aaron will call me and be like, I don't know what to say, and I don't know what to do, because, you know, Sherry's been on the early stages. So in the early stages, I remember when my friends would have to come over and be like, they didn't know what to do, but they're like, you gotta keep going. You gotta keep going.
Right.
I think there's what you want to check out is go to happychair.com or Facebook.
ShaunaRobinson.com. If you Google Happy Chair, it'll come up, but it's ShaunaRobinson.com. And actually, I'm really bad, but if you click on the Facebook page, it'll give you probably more current updates on photos and what's happening. But the I'm actually getting ready to submit some new photos to the website and get it updated again. I'm just really bad at that. But we're keeping it all going. I've been doing some, I actually did my first show in Columbus, Ohio. I didn't go, and it was the first time because of treatment I couldn't go, but I called Country Living Fair and did the show in Columbus, Ohio, and my two people that work with me went and they did everything. I mean, I helped load the truck or get stuff going, but they drove the truck there, set up the space, sold, came back. And that was like the first time of not being at an event. And it was so hard, but at the same time, it was kind of like, you know, we got this. We're a team, and it's kind of like a team. Like you said, Christina, it's like a team to where you've got to know that you've got the right people that have your back, and and you have theirs, and you just keep moving forward.
Right.
So I'm getting that back because Happy Chair has been pretty dormant since March. And it's like I have this studio and I have this space and all the stuff has just been sitting there and I haven't been creating And then there'd be days I would go and I just didn't feel it. And I know anybody out there that's an artist or creative, you can't make it happen. You can try, but it just never turns out well. And you just got to, like, be in this mojo of, so I got my mojo back, basically, and I'm getting Happy Cure back on its feet. I'm doing shows that I'm not physically doing, but Happy Cure is doing shows, and we're back on the road and back doing it.
Well, that's good, because I wanted to toot your horn to Kristen a little bit. Kristen, her stuff is works of art. You have to
check
it. Yeah, I mean.
I'm definitely going to check it out. Now, that's, you know, like I said, that I've been doing a little research on you, Shauna, so I kind of knew a little bit about that, and I'd love to check out some of it. I believe it definitely is works of art. I think you're a work of art, and your person, and your being, and your personality, and I'm good. I'm glad to have the opportunity to know you, even if it's just like this. So.
Well, thank you. Well, just like this is the way it begins, and then we become friends, and I'll be texting you next week. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I mean, do you still have the pink? Do you still have the pink, or did you change it? Because, you know, your son said maybe we could change it monthly to a different cause. So,
yeah. Right.
And when
mine
goes back, I can join you, and we can do, like, things together.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Yeah. How cool would that be?
That would be so fun. That would be great. And we'll get Vincent on it, too. How about that, Vince?
Yeah.
You want some streaks in your hair?
I can loan you one of my wigs, Vince.
If
I
you can find some. ever watch Food Network? You ever see that the Chef Ann Burrell? She's got like, or Guy Fieri with the spiky hair.
Something
like that.
Absolutely.
But it's good
so
thing.
So how long
you know,
does this radiation
working
show
out.
Last?
We're talking forever. For your treatment, the radiation, is this pinpoint radiation, like isotopes, or just the full black hole screen?
It's so weird. I know I have 33 treatments, and, you know, they put these X's when you first go get mapped. They call it mapping and because I have the lymph nodes, see, honestly, through this whole deal, the lymph nodes have been a little bit more scary because the cancer traveled from my left breast through to my lymph nodes. So when they did the surgery, they removed 18 lymph nodes, and then they removed the lump from my breast. And the radiation is actually targeting my upper chest, lower left side, and then it goes through. But it's so weird. I honestly have to tell you, I don't really understand it completely, like why. Like you have to just kind of say, why do I have to do this? And why... My first day, I was very emotional, flying here. Because, okay, listen, you guys, I've got on a plane and leaving Charlotte for 2 months from my children, from my family, from my boyfriend, from my home base, my friends. I'm coming here and living here. And I can't really go home because treatments are Monday through Friday. So, I mean, if, you know, I could, like, I guess fly home or drive home and drive right back, but that's just, there's not enough time. So, but it's kind of just been a little weird, but it's, I just know they're basically shooting lasers. They're burning my body from, and that's what chemo was. I mean, with chemo, I'll tell you what one of the biggest things is, and I don't know how many people know this, but when you lose your nose hairs, your nose constantly runs. It's like a draining faucet. And my nose is that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's like a faucet that is constantly draining. And that's something that's like, really? Gosh, it's so weird because it's like I've never had allergies. But, like, you lose your nose hairs, and that's what they did. Your nose hairs kind of stopped the, I guess, mucus or whatever you – but my nose is, like, not. And honestly, it is it's weird, too, because my hair grew started growing back before surgery. I had chemo for 12 weeks, and then they stopped it to do surgery. So I had 3 weeks rest, and then I had surgery, and then I had 3 weeks rest, and then I had 9 more weeks of chemo. Well, in that 6 weeks, my hair was, like, totally, like, fuzzy head. I had to actually go to the barber and get it cut down again because I knew I was getting ready to go through it. It's funny, though. It's grown back in, like, all different colors. It's, like, white, gray in one area, and then it's dark in the back, and then it's red over here. I think it, from all the hair coloring I've done in my life, it can't figure out what it's supposed to be. But either way, it doesn't matter, because when it grows back long enough and it starts, like, growing back, I'll color it anyway. So,
right,
anyway.
Right.
But it's so funny because little things like that that you don't think of, like, for me, I definitely got nauseated, definitely had times of that, but it was more like stomach issues and things, just things that make you kind of sick during the day. And then as you get more educated, you learn like what medicines to take when, and then you kind of know, like, I might start off slow, but by a certain time, it, you know, the medicine will kick in and I'll feel better. So it's just stuff that you learn and you just move, like you said, you move forward, you can go on.
Right. You know, Shauna, I've been wanting to ask you this the whole time we've been talking is, your diagnosis, how did you, how were you alerted that something could have been wrong or was wrong?
And you know what? And that's a great question. Let me just tell you this as for a woman. And I wasn't a girl. I hadn't had a mammogram. I hadn't had a mammogram since 99. And I knew something. I'm very intuitive, very much so. Like, and I think every woman is. She just has to identify how to listen to her intuition and know that it's like, oh, we all have it, and you absolutely have to listen to it. But something was telling me that I was off. My body was off. And so during this, of course, I'm 49, so I was going through, I guess, menopause or whatever, and I knew that I was off. And actually, a year ago, my gynecologist put me on a hormone drug to help me with hot flashes and mood swings or whatever. And I'm not blaming her by any means, but I do feel like that absolutely 100% that fed the cancer, because I didn't know I had it then. I didn't know I had cancer then. So then a year later, I'm taking this. It was Gentelli. It was a female hormone that, it made me feel better. It helped with my mood. It helped with, but a year later, I was feeling very much like, I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm moody, I'm irritated, I'm agitated. Something's off in my body. And I made an appointment with my gynecologist. And the night before, and here's how I was. Here's the state I was in. I was in my bedroom. I had closed every blind, every window. I was in the bed, and for 2 days, I didn't come out. Jessica, the girl that works for me with Happy Chair, came over, and she's like, what is going on with you? This is not like you. You've gotten on. Like, I don't know what's going on with me. Something is not right. I don't know. And for some reason, I was like, I don't know, I was taking a t-shirt off or changing clothes in my pajamas or whatever, and I felt a little marble on my breast. And I was like, oh, God, this is weird.
Yeah.
And I said, I've never felt this before. And she was like, well, what are you talking about? And I said, I don't know. Something just doesn't feel right. And it was like just a little marble. I honestly didn't even think anything of it. I'm like, oh, I'm sure it's nothing. Went the next day is when I had my gynecologist appointment. So when I went in there, I got, you know, like undressed, and I'm sitting on the little bed to get examined. I had, you know, get a pap smear, all this fun girl stuff. And my doctor walks in, and I'm like in tears. I don't know what's wrong with me, but just the blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, my God, you're a mess. And then I said, by the way, I feel this little lump. And then she felt it, and she's like, oh, I'm sure it's nothing, but let's go ahead and do a diagnostic mammogram. So she sent me the next day. I got the diagnostic mammogram, and 3 days later I was told that I had breast cancer invasive, and it had traveled to my lymph node.
Wow.
Just like that.
Just like that.
That's it. It's like, and you know what? I don't feel the way that I felt depressed and closing the window shades and being in the bed. And in fact, I'm opening the window shades now. I'm opening them. I don't like to be in a room without them open to where I can see out. So whatever it is that I'm going through or why I'm having to go through it, there's a reason, and I am going to be in a better place. But I knew what I guess I'm trying to say to women in general is listen to your body, because you know, it'll know, you'll know. If something doesn't seem right, don't just shake it off and say, oh, no big deal. It's telling you something, and you need to listen to it. And I will tell you this, when they immediately found out that I had that, the first thing they did was took me off that hormone. Took me off it and ran. And I'm not saying that I guess if you have it in your system and then you take a drug like that that can help you maybe in some ways, it can hurt you in others.
Right. I guess you kind of answered my next question, because I was going to say, like, what would be your advice to women who are listening, or even men who are listening, for their own significant others? I mean, like you said, listen to you know your body the best. Just like I always say to everyone, like, I know my son the best. When we were trying to diagnose his hearing loss, I know there's something wrong with my son. Don't tell me there's not, you know, like, and none of the doctors would listen.
Look at back in the days of, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Temple Grandin. Oh, my God.
No.
But it is something you need to watch, because back in those times, they would put somebody that didn't seem normal in an institution. And it was like, wait, listen, there's something here. And honestly, that woman, like she just said, it's just an amazing movie. And the girl that played her, I guess she won an award for that. I can't even think of her name, but the actress that played her, amazing movie, amazing in every way, because that was what was happening, is she was autistic and they didn't know what that really was.
Right. And the moral of the story is listen, be attentive, know your body, know how you're feeling, know what you should be feeling and what you shouldn't be feeling, and don't ignore things, because you ignore things and it's going to, it could very well just backfire on you, and then you're too far ahead. You know, it's too far ahead for you to catch up to.
Absolutely. And I think that, I mean, even when I caught mine, it was stage 3, which in cancer, that's basically a stage 4. So it had traveled. And then, so of course, when you're going through all those bone scans and CT scans and MRIs and all the stuff, you don't know what they're going to say. My father-in-law had just died from prostate cancer, which is one of the better ones, treatable, not a big deal. Like, it's not like pancreatitis, but he was diagnosed in January, and then he died the following January. And two months later, so my kids lost their grandfather. We all, you know, I'm very, very close to my ex-husband and his family. My mother-in-law is like one of my best friends. And that woman has been through this whole process with me right after losing her husband.
Wow.
In the same cancer treatment center, same oncologist, same chemo nurses, same everything. But she's been right there by my side. And it's like, and he, you know, it traveled too far. It was in his bones. So that was, of course, my worst thought was, like, is it in my bones? If it's in my bones, I'm a goner. I know that. But it wasn't, and I caught it. It did travel, so that was a concern. But I think that everything, every way they've done it, because I was HER2 positive and, you know, I had to do more chemo than most people have to do, but I mean, right now I've lost my, like, well, you saw that, if you see the picture with the ears, I mean, and this has just been in the last few months that I've, like, lost my eyebrows and I lost my eyelashes, And I know my hair grew back so quickly before the second round of chemo that I thought, okay, my hair's going to grow back. But it's not growing back yet. I don't know why, but it's not. But it will. It'll eventually grow back. I'm not worried. I'm having fun with wigs right now. So, and you know, there's makeup that I can fill in my eyebrows and do all that. I did try to put on fake eyelashes the other day, and okay, I just couldn't do that. It was too complicated. I could not do it.
Nobody notices eyelashes anyway.
Yeah, that was just too much work. It's like, okay, seriously, I can go. But I'm a girl that jumps in the shower, puts her hair in a ponytail, and goes out to conquer the day. I'm not really one that has to. But when you have cancer, you do spend a little bit more time feeling better so you feel better about yourself.
Right. Absolutely. You have to.
Now, Sean, I want to ask you about your father-in-law's prostate cancer. Is he an older gentleman, or did he get it?
No, he was actually in his early 60s. He just, in fact, he had a birthday, and just, he was, you know, in his early 60s.
Yeah, because I know that if you catch it later in years, like your late 70s, early 80s, you'll die from something before that causes. And that's why I was wondering about the age thing. If he was in his early 60s, I know I'm getting close up there.
You know, the thing was, he hadn't gone to the doctor in a really long time. So if he could have done it over again, he would have changed those things in his life. He hadn't gone to the doctor in a really, really long time, and he they kind of just missed it on a couple other things because he had shoulder surgery, he had some other things done, but it was just, I mean, just such a sad, sad thing because, I mean, he was in his early 60s, and grandfather, my kids, who now, you know, are picking colleges, and, you know, that was like his thing. He was all into that, so he's just truly missed, and such a shame that it wasn't caught earlier so that he could still be here. And honestly, when it was caught, we didn't even think that was an option. When it was caught, we were like, they actually changed their diet to a plant-based diet. They did everything right, but it was just too late because it had traveled to his bone.
Wow.
You just never know. I mean, look at Joan London. She is not, she's young, but she was a woman that went to a mammogram like religiously. She takes care of herself. She did all this stuff. She did everything to be healthy, and she still found out she had breast cancer. Like, you don't know. You do need, obviously, all of us need to take care of ourselves, but you do never know. But I think that intuitively, women need to make sure they're hearing that part. Because sometimes we get so busy in life that we don't hear it. And it is your inner self telling you something's not right.
And you know what else, too? It's your inner self telling you. And my mom being a nurse, she's always from day one pushed me. I don't care if you don't like going to the gynecologist. You're going.
Yep.
You know, and you need to. Like, girls, I don't know, women just, some of them just don't like them. And I have friends who haven't been there in years or, you know, and family members are like, I haven't been there in 30 years. Like, my goodness. No, like, you have to go.
You have to go. You do. You have to go. And again, you have to listen to your body because it is going to tell you. It's going to tell you.
Right, exactly.
And it might
Absolutely.
Not be in a medical way that, ooh, I feel sick. Because let me say, I didn't feel sick. I just felt like something wasn't right.
Right.
I didn't
moody.
Know what it was. But yeah, moody and just something wasn't right.
Right.
And it took a little while to figure it out, but thank God it didn't take too long.
Absolutely.
That's true. And at least you're on the path to recovery now. And,
yes, absolutely. And as far as I know right now, I will be, my last radiation treatment is the end of November, and I'll be cancer-free in next year.
That is awesome, man.
Yeah.
I'll be thinking about you from here on out till that last treatment, Shauna.
Thank you so much. And listen, you need to get whatever information so we can keep in touch.
Absolutely.
I can give that to both of you.
Yes, please do that. Text me her number and text her my number.
I will do that.
Yeah,
definitely.
I would absolutely love to stay in touch with you and follow you through this journey with you and cheer you on, because you need cheerleaders.
Yes, cheerleaders help. And you never know, and I think that you are an incredible, strong mother, and I think that is just so inspiring.
Oh, thank you. My son is my world, and, you know, parents say that all the time, but he really is my world, and I just... everything I do for him, and I fight every day for him. And you were saying before, it's like people get down on themselves for like the littlest, tiniest things, you know, until they have to fight a fight like you're fighting, like breast cancer. And I do that sometimes. Get down on myself about being a single mom, and you know, this stinks, and I can't go out, and I don't have a boyfriend, and I need one, but I can't go out because I'm a single mom. You know, all those little stupid things, and then I think to myself, yeah, and then I think to myself, no, Kristen, you know, pick yourself back up, put your head back up, and you're good, you're fine. Like, you can do this.
Oh, you'll get through it, girl. And there will be, if there's not a man in your life, then there will be someday, but it'll be that one that is equal and gives you, I mean, I think any relationship, they have to bring out your assets and not hold them back. And so many times we get into situations where they do hold us back.
Right. Absolutely. But we are women, hear us roar.
I think I want to label this Girls Talk Live tonight.
I know. It's like, gosh.
I was just going to say that, Vince.
But it's been a fabulous, oh my God, this has been a wonderful conversation. I feel like the three of us are in a room talking. Like, I don't realize, okay, hello people out there. I'm glad you're listening. I hope you're still listening.
I think that's why I like to run my shows, and that's why I guess you always came back on and we became friends. And
yeah. It's definitely a heartwarming reason for the fact that we have connected in life, and there are certain people you don't lose connection with. We may not talk for months, which, believe me, I am not. I can't have, like, the needy person that needs to talk every day or needs to, like, if they don't hear from me, they're going to be mad. I can't do that. But if there's a reason that I'm not calling you back, there's a reason, and I promise you I will. And but I mean, that you've been a very easy friend to have. And heartfelt.
Oh, thank you very much. And you know, I don't look at things to be pushy, so I figured, you know, things happen the way they happen. And as you're all finding out in your lives, that's the way I look at mine. I just take things as they come, and so be it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Why we're all connected, guys, there's a reason why we're all connected. And all of you listeners out there, there's a reason why we're all connected. So don't hesitate to get on my website and email me and say, oh, my God, I have a question or something. Because, I mean, I would love to know that somebody would want my opinion, which really kind of cracks me up. But...
But it should also give you a warm and fuzzy feeling, too, Shauna.
Yeah, it gives it a warm and fuzzy one, but it's like, really? You want my opinion?
Well, after tonight, I will give Shauna your number, Kristen, and I'll do the same for Shauna. Give her number.
Yes, please do that, and that would be great. And I have so enjoyed, but I'm going to have to cook dinner now because I'm – started it, and I got off the phone, and we've just been jabbering forever, so.
I know. That's what happens. Kristen's got to go on the air in about an hour.
Yeah,
well, send me your info, because I want to look you up on everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I will definitely do that. I am going to do my makeup, write some stories, and then I'll be on at 10. So,
But yes, Shauna, thank you so much for welcoming into your little friendship with Vince, because it sounds like you two
yes.
have really, really good friendship going on, and it's been a pleasure talking with you tonight.
It has so much. I feel like I've truly met a new friend, and I'm looking forward to continuing that.
Absolutely. I completely 100% agree, and I'm going to go home tonight, and that's how I'm going to go to bed, knowing that I made a new friend in you, so thank you.
Good. And give your little boy a hug and a kiss from me.
Oh, I will. He's staying with my grandmother tonight, and I can't wait to see him in the morning and kiss him and hug him and put him on the bus to school.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I forget it's the school day.
Yeah.
Okay, Shauna,
all right, guys,
so
we're all done,
on.
And just keep up with me, and text me whenever you want, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right,
Shauna,
dear.
God bless. Stay strong.
All right. Love you guys. Good night.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Have a good
night.
Dinner.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that was a quickie show, wasn't it there, Kristen?
I feel like we were only on the phone for a few minutes. She's fantastic. What a fabulous person.
Yeah, she is. And, you know, like I said, when she called me up to tell me, I was kind of felt honored and all that kind of stuff. Well, I guess, Brad Keselowski, when he moves on, they don't. I guess it's about all the race talk we're going to get tonight, because I got to let you go, too. And I felt good to sit there and let the co-host run the gate for a little while, too. So if you want to come back next Monday, you're more than welcome.
You let me know if you want me back, Vince, and I'm there. Anything for you. Like Shauna said, you know, you've been a good friend to me. We kind of met by chance and stayed in touch ever since. So I'd be happy to help you out whenever possible. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I kind of hate talking, so you can close out the season with me if you want.
All right, well, we'll chat. You let me know and definitely give Shauna my information. But I had a really good time. And like I said to Shauna, I feel like I've gained a new friend. And chatting with you, who's already my friend and everything, it's a great night. And now I'm going to go do a newscast and report some good and bad news, I guess.
Yeah, that's one thing down here, too much. There's not really that much bad news. But every once in a while, you get hit with something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think she made national news, that Hannah Graham. I think they found her body and they arrested their killer.
Yeah, but, terrible. Absolutely. Ugh, you know, and that I like the fact that Shauna is such a breath of fresh air, you know, even though she is battling this battle and she's got the fight of her life right now. She's so positive and a breath of fresh air amongst all the negativity that's going on in this world today. So that's awesome.
That's good. So who do you like for Martinsville? Might as well get this out of the way.
All right, Vince. Listen, I got to go. You know, last week I didn't get to pick on air, but you and I chatted afterwards, and I told you my choice. And I said I didn't want to pick Brad because I didn't want everyone to say, oh, yeah, she's only picking Brad because she's a Brad fan. Well,
right.
I should have picked Brad, gosh darn it.
Right?
But, you know, Martinsville. I don't even know, Vince. I gotta be honest with you. This has been such a wild, crazy ride these last few weeks. I don't know. I'm gonna go. Oh boy.
I'll tell you what. Here's what I'll do. I'll cut you some slack. As soon as I sign off, I'm gonna go to the Garage Talk Live page and thank everybody for coming on, yourself included. And I go, time for Martinsville picks. I'll make my pick, and then you could just reply on the post what your pick is.
All right, because I know who I want to pick. However, I just don't think he's going to get it this week. So let me think about that, and you're right. I'll put my pick on your Facebook.
Okay. Well, you're send you to share Shauna's bald-headed, big-eared picture on your page, but it's not charitable, so if you add her as a friend, I'm sure she'll accept. And I'm going to swap you guys with the numbers in a couple minutes. So thanks for co-hosting with me. You gave me an easy night for Girls Talk Live.
Absolutely. Anytime. Yeah, Girls Talk Live. So funny.
And I guess we'll see everybody. You get ready to go get the news, and I'll talk to you later, and I'm going to sign off and do what I need to do.
All right, Vince, I'll talk to you soon. And thanks to everyone who tuned in tonight, and hopefully I will be chatting again soon with all of them at home listening.
That's right. Talk to you later.
All right, Vince, I'm going to get ready for the newscast. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And there you have an edition of Garage Talk Live, special Breast Cancer Awareness Month show with Shauna Robinson, former Sprint Cup Series driver who is battling the disease right now, and an artist who does a lot of interior design in the happy chair. I'm Vince Bonfigli. I think I'm going to have to go with for Martinsville just real quick. I'm going to make the pick on the air here. See who looks good. You know what? I'm gonna go with the four car, Stuart Haas, Kevin Harvick. So that's all we have for tonight. I'm Vince Bonfigli. Good night and good racing.